Well, this is episode 3 of our podcast with Robert Hayes. We have Jim Lang, our director of guest services, and in a couple minutes we'll let him introduce our special guest. My name is Bill, and as we've been telling you, we don't have a clue what we're doing, but we know that these are really, really crazy times. I went to Stop and Shop today, Robert. I took my opportunity as a 65-year-old man.
Between 6 and 7:30.
Between 6 and 7:30, we could go to the grocery store and shop, and it was crazy. There were so many senior citizens there, and I stood in line for almost 25 minutes to get a couple items.
That's crazy.
And just listening to people talk, they're just confused, they're mad, they're upset, they're scared. And I was thinking as I was standing there about the hymn, Like a River Glorious. It is a really neat story about that hymn.
Like a River Glorious was written by Frances Havergal. And she went on a vacation in Wales and came back with a very severe cold. And she was accompanied by inflammation of the lungs. When she discovered how ill she was, thinking that she may die, she was prompted to write this next hymn, Like a River Glorious. And she did survive that illness, and later that year she wrote the hymn, Like a River Glorious, that we know today, in which she pointed to the source of her perfect peace, stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. So I'm going to play that for you now. Now, some people have asked me why I do this, but at the piano, I play this way, at the beginning, the first verse, and they want to know why I do that, and I don't know why, just because I can.
That's cool.
So,
yeah, I would get very confused doing that.
Yeah, well, I'm confused, so it works for me.
Good, let's play.
All right. Thank you.
Somebody needs to hear these words today. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect, yet it floweth, fuller every day. Perfect, yet it groweth, deeper all the way. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the spirit there. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. They who trust him wholly find him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. And in the midst of the chaos of what's going on in our world right now, I pray that today you will experience God's peace like you've never, ever experienced it before. And what's cool about what, we can't do any conferences, we can't do any retreats, we're sort of shut down. But the ministry of addiction recovery continues through the ministry of Barbara's Place and the Colony of Mercy. And Jim, you shared with me a pretty incredible story about one of the young men that it's in your Monday night group. And for our listeners, Kenny is scared to death. And I told him, he doesn't need to worry about you. You're going to love what God has done and is doing in his life. Let's talk about it.
So I wanted to introduce you to Kenny. Kenny is in the Colony of Mercy, our four-month program here for men. And Kenny's been here for a few weeks, and I knew Kenny was from Chile. And it's always amazing to me how men find out about the program. And it's not uncommon that we get men from all over the country and sometimes all over the world. So anytime I have someone from further away, I always kind of ask how they got here. With all that's going on in the news and everything going on with the virus, and you can't turn on the TV without hearing about it, and it just seems like such a big thing. And when Kenny shared his story with me on Monday night of how he got here, I walked out of that Monday night group just in awe of what a big God we have. And we serve such a big God, and not only just a big God, but a God who cares about us as individuals. And I just saw God's care in Kenny's life. And so I went to Bill and I was like, we have to share Kenny's story, just because it just shows God's love and care in our lives. And so Kenny, we just wanted you to share on how you got here. And so why don't you tell us how you heard about the Colony of Mercy?
Well, I heard about this place at church there down South Chile. A pastor, a missionary called Jim Christian, his son-in-law, it's called Mark Rubin, he's a very good friend of mine. He told me about this place. I talked about, he already knew about my issue that I have with alcohol and drugs since I was 14 years old. And he told me about this place, and I was like, I will think about it, you know, I didn't want to be here four months here, or leave my wife and daughters there in Chile, you know. So I thought about it, you know. I said, but saying no to myself.
And so, what made you make the decision to finally come here?
Well, that was a year ago. The first time I heard about this place, and my life and my issue. I was doing wrong stuff, you know. I was probably every day, you know, getting myself high or drinking. And suddenly just my wife, she kicked me out of my house. And I started to live in a small room in a bad neighborhood. One day I was just terrified at night. I was laying in my bed and I was like, I felt something bad there, and I just freaked out, and I called my mom and I said, Mom, can I go to your house? I feel terrified. She said, yeah, come over. And that was like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I just walked to my house, you know, my parents' house, and my wife and daughters, they were there in my parents' house. So when I got there, my wife came out, and I just fell on my knees and I said, forgive me, I want to change. What can I do to have you back in my life again? She said, the only thing you can do is come here to Keswick. That's the only thing you can do, and you will take me back into your life. I said, okay, yeah, I will do that. I'll do whatever it takes to do that, to have you back in my life with my daughters. So my mom, she came out, and she said, I don't believe you. You know, you're always saying that. You're going to change. You cry. You whip, and you say you're going to change, but that's never true. And it's true, you know? So she said, you got to show me that you want to change. You got to show me that you want to go to Keswick, because you have to think that that's a lot of money, you know, it's a lot of time that we're going to invest for doing this, you know, and I want to help you, she said, but you got to show me that you want to change.
Wow.
So she said, get your passport, and we will start doing this. So I did it. I went to get my passport, you know, and I came with my passport in my hand. I said, Mom, here's my passport. She said, okay, Kenny, let's go grab all your stuff in your room. You're going to come back living in my house, but for one condition. You can't get out. I mean, you have to stay in my house. You can't even go buy groceries. You got to stay here in the house, because I literally just ran away from my house. And it was real tough. I was sweating all night. I was throwing up. I was shaking, you know, because I needed my stuff. And finally, that was over. And we called Tara Usmano here. I call her. And I said that if it's any chance that I can travel here and be here with the guys from the colony, she said, yeah, absolutely. So she told me about that application form. And so she sent it to me. And I asked her, I mean, I'm from Chile, you know. Mm. I want to come here. How much long do you think that I'm going to be here? She said, like 3 or 4 more weeks. And I said, are you sure about that? Because, you know, I'm from Chile. I have to plan all this. I have to buy my airplane tickets, all the stuff. And she said, yes. So we bought it, you know. We bought the tickets, the airplane tickets. So I got the whole schedule up, you know. And the time came. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're fine.
I'm fine? Okay.
You're fine.
Sorry, my English, it's not very good. I'm from Chile. You guys, I have to understand that.
You're doing great, Kenny.
I just speak Spanish. But but anyway, I was starting to read my Bible again. I started to pray again. And I said to the Lord, and I remember when I was in my room, and I said, Lord, I'm in this dark place. I was just laying there on the floor, and I said, God, help me. Take me out of this place. I want to see your love again. Help me. I was crying. And so I said, if it's your will, you know, come in here, you open doors that no man can shut. And I was like, you know, thinking about a year coming here, something like that, you know. God did it like in 2 months. So I remember when I was in the bus station, I was with my mom, with all my family there. I kneeled into my girls, and I said, I love you, girls. I'll be praying for you, and you guys pray for me, too. I will see you again in the States, because my plan as a human being, you know, it's not going back to Chile. I want to start a new life here with my family, and they want the same thing. So I came here. I was traveling in the bus, you know, to Santiago, to the capital of Chile, to fly over all the way to here. And when I was sitting in that bus, I knew that Jesus, he was there with me, man. I just felt peace, you know. And I was with my mom in that moment. So we traveled all the way, 15 hours on the bus for getting to the capital of Chile, Santiago. So we got in this airplane, and it was my first time in an airplane, first time in my life, you know. So I was like, Lord, I know that you're with me, man. You're doing all of this. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just being still, you know. I'm just obeying. And, we landed in Texas. My brother and sister lived there, so we spent a couple of days with them. And then the day came, you know. I had to fly all the way from Texas to New Jersey. And my mom and me were like, we're going to the adventure, you know. We don't know anybody, but God is going to open a way. So I believe in that. So me and my mom just flew here to New Jersey. we landed in Newark, and we grabbed cab. And I told him, we're going to the Colony of Mercy. You know, he said, oh, everybody knows about that place. I'm going to take you there. And I was like, wow. So we came here. That was I don't remember the date, but it was a Wednesday night. I mean, it was a Wednesday. And I was trying to call Terry all day, man, and she never answered me. And when I came here, there was Pam people here, and the intake coordinator, because Terry's mom, she was in vacations. So I said, oh, that's the one. She didn't answer me. So I was like, hey, I'm Kenny. I'm from Chile, you know. I just came here, and I'm here for the intake. She said, Pam people told me that she can't do that because my intake is until the 24th. It's not, and then we were like, wow, what are you going to do now? You know, still have a long way to go to wait. So, I know me and my mom didn't argue about that. We just went back to the cab, you know, and I was like waiting my mom to say something like, I don't know, cried or do something about it, you know. And she said to me, Kenny, if the Lord brought you all the way from Chile, he's not going to abandon you here. You believe that? And my mom, she had to leave. She had to go back to Chile. So we were thinking just to, you know, stay in a motel, stuff like that, or until the day comes. I don't know how to say that.
You're good.
So we went to, my mom said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to any church nearby, you know, and you're going to talk with the pastor about your issue, you know, about you want to be here in the Colony of Mercy, and you're going to talk about that, and he will help you, you know. Go to any Christian church. So I did. I said to the guy in the taxi, okay, let's go find any church, you know, any Christian church. So this guy drove me all the way to Neptune, man, and there was this big church, and you have to realize that I'm from Chile, and the churches there are very small. This is way too big for a church in Chile, you know, this right here. So it was a big church. It was Wednesday night, and it said Baptist Church. So I was with all my bags there and sitting in the last line, you know, road. Sorry. So I talked with the pastor, and I said, I'm from Chile. I just came here, and I need a place to stay until the 24th, you know. I want to go to the Colony of Mercy and get some help. He said, don't you worry. We will do something about it. So, you know, they sang, man, they said the message. And after that, he said, all the members of the church, please, can you stay here just for a bit? We have a little session about something that's going on right now. So after that, he said, well, I have somebody from Chile, you know. He's a Christian. He flew all the way from Chile to come here to the Colony of Mercy in Keswick. And I want you to come forward, Kenny, he said. So I walked towards the I don't know how to call that, but in front of all the people. I stand there and told my shoulder, and he said, this is Kenneth. He's from Chile. He's a drug addict. He's an alcoholic. He wants to get help. He wants to get to the Colony of Mercy. And if somebody of you guys can take him in until the 24th. And I was like, nah, this is not going to work, you know? Why you said that, you know? This is not going to work. So after that, everybody, there were like old people just come toward me, and they hugged me, and they said, God bless you. They prayed for me. And some guys give me some tips, you know, give me some money, you know? So suddenly this old guy, like 86 years old with his wife, I'm never going to forget that. He just walked to me, and he said, son, sorry. It's hard to just realize what God is doing in that moment, man. And I was not thinking about God. I was nervous, you know, like I am right now. So he said, you can stay in my house as long as you want, just for one condition, he said. I said, what's that condition? You know, I thought that. Don't go out. Don't get yourself drunk, you know, stuff like that. He said, I'm going to drive you there to Keswick. I'm going to make sure you get into Keswick. I was like, wow, thank you. That's what I need, you know. I was not thinking of the Lord in that moment, like I said before. And he lived in Bradley Beach, just next to the beach. It was a big house, old house, nice house. He and his wife, they made me a nice room there to stay. And man, this guy gave me the chance to know. I went to New York. I went to Memorial 9/11. I went to the Statue of Liberty. I went to Times Square. I went to the subway. And you've got to understand, this guy's 86 years old, man, you know? And one day I was just praying to God in my bed, and I said, wow, God, I truly see your hand here. And I just want to ask him why he's doing this, man. Mm. I'm a drug addict. I'm an alcoholic. He doesn't know me. Why is he doing that? So I was in the dining room eating cereal, and I asked him, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah. Why are you doing this, you know? I mean, you don't know me. I can be anybody. He said, well, son, this is the issue. I mean, I don't know if it's his son or his nephew, I mean, his grandson. He told me, well, I'm just going to say his son. My son died last year. He died. He was 29 years old, and he died from an overdose. And he went to Keswick. He was called Zachary Ryan, I guess. And he died. He quit Keswick. He didn't want to be here, and he died. And I know that the Lord brought you here to me, you know, to he brought you here to me because I just know that. And wow, I forgot. He said that he took his Bible out and he read a scripture which says, everything you do for the body of Christ, you're doing it for Jesus, you know. And I just started to cry, man. I just couldn't believe that. You know, God, he had it all planned. And he actually did. He drove all the way to here with his wife. And he waited for me until he made sure that I was here, you know. And he looked me in the eye and he said, Kenny, God did this miracle, man. Don't ever forget this. And if you quit this place, you will die. You will die. So I know it's going to be hard, but the Lord is with you, man. Wow. And that's it.
And that's what you need to remember today. You may be watching the news and you may be saying, God, where are you? Do you not know what's going on? So much confusion and chaos. If God can take a young man from Chile, yeah, and bring him all the way to the United States so that his life can be transformed through the ministry of the Colony of Mercy, what makes us think that he can't see us through as we walk through what's happening in our world right now? And I can't wait to have you tell the rest of your story someday, because it's going to be absolutely incredible. But I can't help but remember these words from Scripture from Lamentations chapter 3. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will have hope in him. And Kenny, you need to know, God has a plan for your life. He has a future and a hope. And it's going to be exciting to see how that story is going to unfold. You didn't come in the traditional way. You certainly didn't come in the traditional way. But God has his hand on your life. And many of you pray and give for the Ministry of America's Keswick. And right now, it's really important for you to pray. It's really important for you to give so that we can continue to share with men and women that Jesus Christ is the only answer to addiction. Hey, Robert, it'd be a great segue for you to play that wonderful hymn written by a pastor who served right here in New Jersey, in Vineland, for many years and died in Ocean Grove. He wrote this amazing hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Thank you. So our plan for the moment is we're going to do these podcasts Monday through Friday. And so the next podcast will be on Monday. But then, Robert, as you're coming here and you don't want to get out of breath, did you have that turkey for dinner last night? If you missed yesterday's podcast, tell them what happened.
Oh, my goodness. At the end of the podcast, I was looking out at the parking lot window. One of our staff members lives in an apartment just to the right of that window. And in the window comes the face of a turkey, huge turkey. And I was like, "It's just..." Anyway, it was for real. And after the podcast was over, we watched him just meander off. But I guess he wanted to be part of the podcast as well.
That's cool. So every afternoon, what 1:30, we're doing something
1:30?
Special.
1:30 today, we'll be doing another Facebook Live worship music. And we share a little scripture. We play some piano pieces. Joyce sometimes comes along to sing. So we're going to look forward to doing that again today.
Jim Lang is our director of guest services, and his team are available to pray with you Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 5. If you've got a special request or you're just struggling and need somebody to pray with you, they're calling themselves the Prayer Busters.
Oh, that's right. Awesome.
Yeah, so if you call 1-800-453-7942, you can speak to one of those folks, and they would be happy to pray for you. Again, we want to thank you for joining us. If this podcast has been an encouragement to you, please leave a comment. You can take that podcast link and share it with a friend. We'll look forward to seeing you on Monday. God bless.